This is Belle Deacon from Grayling. She is telling the rest of the story, the man that came down from above the second layer of this world. She also tells the story, Old Woman and Crow Man, in Ngaalik and English. It is April 17th, 1973.
Early in the morning, they wake up. Well, he said, you look in your wife's sewing bag. There's two little skin in there. I want you to use it. What's that? It's little weasel skin with a short tail weasel skin. She have two. And that's the one I'm going to do the magic for you and your wife. When you go up to town, you'll go up in the town and they'll say that they're going to make Indian dance for your wife, because just entertain her, because she cry too much, she want you pretty bad, she wouldn't even eat. And every night they had a different kind of Indian dance for her. And she, big man got two sisters. They always hold her and they bring her in there in that place, Kijim, he said. But I'm going to give you this punk, and she'll want to go behind that grass, big pile of grass, go to toilet. And she as soon as they brought her out, she'll say that she wanted to go in there. But her two sister-in-law will tell her that we'll go with you. We'll hold you and we'll stand by you. And she'll say that, no, I don't want you fellas to go with me everywhere I go. Maybe that's why I cry too much. You fellas are just minding me too much, and that's what make me cry. You know, I'll never go back to my place again. Maybe I'll feel better if you don't go with me, and that way I wouldn't cry too much. She said, all right, they tell her. And all the women started going, and those two sisters, they were standing right on the trail, and she went behind. As soon as she went behind, there her husband was standing. She just grabbed her husband, and her husband gave her that little weasel skin, and they just throat in their mouth, and they turned into little weasel, and they just went away. And this punk was down there. Sister-in-law, are you finished? Not yet. Not through yet. That one say all the time. And keep saying, so long you're going in there. No, I'm not through yet. Not yet. Pretty soon. And they got so tired, they started to go back. Nobody in there, only punk was there. They kick that pipe punk, and the punk say, don't do that. That punk say, that was the one that was talking to them. They were saying, they just started to scream. We lost our sister-in-law, they say, and they just run into that Kijim and just scream. In the kitchen, everybody just jumped down. That big man just jumped. You should hold on to her. I told you fellas not to let her go. Why you let her go, he said. I'm going to kill that her husband. He's not going to take her back from me. That's my own wife, he said. They all went into the big canoes and bow and arrow and something with a stick that they're going to just poke it and everything. And they see this fish was about half a mile below. It was just on the shore. As soon as they went in the water, he went out. And it was just floating on top of the surface in the water. And he was just waiting. They were just hollering, you're not going to live. You're going to take that woman back and you're going to be dead, he told that man inside, but she don't say nothing. But he heard the voice saying like this. And all at once this fish would just start to go way out. It was just close. It was just going to hit it with bow and arrow, and all at once that fish tail, you see, just turned around and just tipped them over. And he got so mad that he just went around. You just see only big blood, just big swell current to just kill them off. And he just went up to the village and just started to go around fast, and just all the houses, igloo and cash and everything, just nothing but water just floating around. He just killed the kids and all. Then he went in the water and started to go. Nothing left. They stay and they hear just this big noise, just like engine running. And pretty soon it stopped. Old man said, "Hurry up, get out of there. I told you not to kill people. You shouldn't kill people when I told you not to kill people," he told that fish. "You done wrong. Your face and your head, your teeth, it's all full of blood. Shouldn't do that way. That's against my will. You've done it." He told that man, "Hurry up, jump out, you and your wife, and go in the cache and get the beautiful dish and towel, skin towel, and bring it down with good water, and I'm going to wash it." He just ran up there. He wouldn't even say what, nothing. He just ran up there and did that, what old man tell him to do. And he just brought it down to him, and he just started to wash his teeth. His teeth clean and white, and his head with no blood stain on. She just washed. "I told you," he said, "not to kill like that. You done wrong," he said. "But it's not your fault. They're the one that tried to kill you. That's why you done it. But do not try to kill anymore. Go to somewhere in the big lakes, lake where nobody will never step around, because you're going to be on the bottom of that lake. And if people that don't know come around there, you'll wiggle your tail and the ice will break and then they'll run away," he said. And that's all. And it went down. "That's finished," he said. Then they went in the house. "I'm going to camp only one night tonight with you and your wife. I got her back for you. How thankful. We're going to pay." "No," he said. "You see my clothes? This Martin Park, it's very old. And this wolverine boot, it's very old. I had it long time. I want new one for it. I know your wife make better than this clothes what I wear. If you dress me up that way, I'll be really thankful for it. But you cannot dress me up with it in this world," he said. "But all that food what you put away for me, ice cream and things, you make big fire on the bank tomorrow morning. You burn the food first. And you put my bundle, my blanket, and burn it up. And those boots, parky, mittens, cap, everything, bundled up and burned it too. And it'll come down to ashes. And then you'll see me get out of sight. And it will be, when I get back into my place up there, it will be there just brand new. And I'll put it on," he said. "Thank you ever so much." Well, that man said, "I thank you more than you thank me, because you got my wife back home. You live happiness after in here for a long time," he said. And that was the end. The story is a little old woman live alone. She always stay by herself. On the side stream, It's just lots of current where she stay, but she makes out very day and the vitrin. Tan you can not adult with Lotte Garkun or the hill. Ah, Halte Heads no hotter the chin. Talk well a heart down the nest, a halting in nature wanted to see you. Gag eatly what's at the ningle or kish on it. Oh, heel. Heads no hoddle. Yeah, he hasn't. Oh, he'll end it. If I get you to a tune or what's in the chow. In the chow, end it. Oh, he'll roll you. Hoggets got it, ails and unnets a hot little plant. You was tittler. Can't shut it down in it. Oh, he'll over to her roll you, yards get it in it. Ye can roddle chin. Gag roddle chin over the thought to the good loudsin. Ye was titlocket, and that's go to town, Nelson. Good to one whom we would be a guest you had not had the clot rail. Get in nulches and dig out a darn of a kind of turn, can't go you had a turn, Nel. Near she tabas and it wouldn't help another. Yet I was, it wouldn't help in it. In the irritating other Gilgos the Arnold clot transord loquin. Gilgit did that, moon that target clistil. You could turn old child, you the dog sickly was near. To your old little rusty was on your dealing to the trip. With that really irritating or ten old joy. Das go hat to holzen. Hat er jetzt hatten? Wenn du da hilft der Tavio. Halten Gott gehele. Wenn du das in der Tavio holst, da ihr wird so gesagt und so der an. Wo er wo ihr holst. Getaht. Tritchen mit ich sie gedenet sie hil. Das sind holst. Ah, the hellish young lady, and that sort of go. You hoods her down, you hoods the tabars or look no rack on. Do you hoods your tittle chill? He can't roddle chin. The fiddles will check out. Dag de walking at sure heads and don't her daily yoki. Ah, her hot you ought to it chess and dart her rod. I had the sitting out so on the old yard. She wasn't toy tossed out. What was does the right tone? Go, he didn't raise a heap in a language words. A silky red as yours. Got it, love, what a daggard look. Kirby. Genocassian. Oh, Aunt Larian, oh, hon. You could get it to watch here. Get to watch her at the odds. Getaza. Itong ang takat so yehil. Niyaka. Sige na kaatay kayen yal ya. Konella. Yuhud yaka kailis hane. Oh, he does. Aha, halte. Yaka kailis na hane. Yaka kail tushil. Kailis negi kaya yakataf to.
Gadraed oes. Hoddo yn drwy'n oes nach oed y titl nech. Degdych eid ahol oes yng ngwrol si. Chil gyllio'r hod yn ei yod. Fyna dyn thy gysan. Na tsw. Rwh, rwh, rwh. Na tsw. Rwh, rwh, rwh. Ia taen. Dyna la chi chaila. Dling oes dy ddecho hyll. Yng oes i tos da ddiw. Dwi'n yng ysigill fwat. Nall dy un rhywne, ond dy dos yn rhywne, ond hall dy god dy dos i dyn llco. Tawgas i held i ddog yn rhaid. Na tsw hyllne. Da ta chafodd ei lan gwn hyllne. Chais y dwng sy'n teg chai e, teg e dwng soch hyn e on hyn e. An sy'n teg hyn e on a ddyll fath hyn a dyn dan. Tw, sy'n cael y zw hyn e, sy'n cael y zw'n lan hyn e. Gylwch oedd ni, yn cynnig yn llwyr sy'n teg dwys, chyn da zat am zat hyn. Ydw i'n rhoi e'n addol. Y tŵyll. Ngwch o trist y tatl ill. Tyg ngwch o dy tatl ill. Da gwrdd y stan ill. Nw sŵr trist y tatl an sy'n gwrdd y stydyn. Se hach yn dad y stad a sŵr trist y tatl ill ill. A halde. Bynt y dwi trwy'r gwrdd a ddiw. Ydw i'n gwrdd i'w gwrdd. Ti dy watlog at y sorneion. Nw gwaed y stydz an yn edd. Mwys y gwaed o heltla ag angtio o hon an yn nesai. Mi'n nog trwy'r gwaed i hwyl. Gwyl trwy'r tlog i'r dron dy lo. Nw bob ydyn sychol ti, gan siwch yn hwns a dat a'n neil. Ar yn teud dwy, yn dad yn dad a ti. Ond y gorol ti oedd i adeth yn nawr, i gachat a ddwn. Yw chwrdd i dwyd y trwy i oedd rydy taith i oedd oedd niw drach ddill ddill i oedd. Yn dad gwrdd i ton mell. Fawr chat a ddnig. Chat o'n nyg o dan. I ddwng o'n ysgrifennu hyn, ddyn yng Nghymru o. Hedi gallios. She wanted to get rid of him. Dyn da. Nda satlan an ynydd. Gan gael mi tyd gosian za atil. Sy tyd ningl trillgol o tŵg all warn. Tŵw gall fo'n. E. Mae'n gwybod yn dadl trillu. Gyd yn dadl trillu dwi'n. Gyd yn gwybod o hir e toni ar y dreithi. Gwyd e. Gwysyd yn gadw dydd yn lwon hyn. Dydd yn gadw ti o fo. Gyd yn dadl trillu ar y dreithi i ddeall. Tad. Gyd i hwn dydd yn Yng Nghymru nes i hwnnw yn dros y tîd. I tŵw i gwrdd a'i gydgor y llydd o hwn. I ytlis i hwnnw, i ocho i hwnnw, i rhyg rei tŵt i hwn. I ti dyma tlag da. Ti dyma gwaith o sefa gahad a ddwn. I gynnydd i hwnnw, i rei tŵt i hwnnw, i tyn i hwnnw, i ddo i hwnnw, hyd i allach. Mae'n dweud chalsyn nig ydyddo. Ogwyl o'r jyst yng ngwyddo gwaed o'r ddyddo. Gha. Dyfa'r o'r jyst yng ddlgan tlaag jy. Chodong o'r dôl ddor o'r jy. Na tsw, rwh war yna. Ei, aillyn. Gwaan gyd eich eich draad ag ddyng dasgod o'r ddeddo sy'n gachat a hon aillyn. Nw tig di totl ill a gwrdd stant war yn ill ago. Dal i gall yn dong dal yn gael ystydd yn ill. Ben, dydy ti. Sut ti gei ti di'n gyda war yn. Sut ti yw hwds bwysiaan. Gyl sut ti ti'n gwa o'ch war yn. Ni gyda gyda ti ti di gyn i'r eto. Ti ti'n dytl trwy lyd zen gael hats ti.
ahahaltik. Goi loqin taasak ahli loqin goho goi naastif. Ahal da goi yorgin e tihtagay ti aha. Ng ughal da tsewg ez dhe on ugado yorgade on. Tee. Ihozin taas godi to lilzin. Ughul ingithing dod totsil hotsiogtagade o. Nid e'n gwneud yn dod i'n gwneud yn gwneud cael ei tyw clywol â'n anu, i'n edd. Nid e'n gwneud yn 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 gwneud Oh, hoi'l yna. Handi gyn, nigeth llogo. Yw hoi'n dyn tŵt, yw hoi'n siw, dis gyd ti sy'n dalt se. Yw sy'n dalt se hylwch. Wytho hofus o'n hyn e. Ntyn nhw'n meiti lli hoi'n yw gangaf o'n yw hoi'n. Yw hoi'n eisrael trwy'r hoi'n Yn eisoel ym geirad o hadd ydyn ni. Geig eich ar chedd chodd ydy hwyl. Te cael chwtr o'r siarad. Tra cael hos dron dyn llygat hi. Tra cael rhyngi o'r jefyd ydy tre hi. Te. Hoddech yn edad. Tsiwg all all na. All na. Gw chyd y don dyna gyda'r tad i o'n o'n yn fyndreul nigydyn da gwrdd o chod a'n hallna. Hyn o dyna ydyll tragydyn. Dyna ydyll tais a degysdo. Ste i an gos i'l gyda'r dal a degysdo. Se dyfa a dyfod o'ch nain hyl. Ydw'n gwrdd o'ch gwaith a'ch ddyll yn eraill a'ch ddyll. O'ch Gillogon, chodon ilogog di. Ina hilne. Oi otso do on iga ita. Ita gandogdi on hilne. Ii chodetlne, tada chodod. Mo on yu chod, yachog ad yu chod, chodol dimzoil. Bat gwan transo loglo gittiing itlad. Mo on chod gold chodetlne. Mi eogald yw hwstad o chodhoedd. Ntaas dain yn loogun. Dwi'n yn loog eidna chod hwyl nŵs chwyldad hwyl. Ngtsing ar ool jyta chadad linnig. Two women's. Bata bwyl leidi yw hwt gai teilo gwaan. Ngtsing ta chadad linnig. Ad gael ool jy aengith e taw tsadl hats a chadad linnig. Taw tsadl na chadad linnig eil eag. Taw tsadl tŵng oosil gwaal chalna. Gwaad ansa gwaaloch gwaad achanna. Di hwt yng nghyd ysdach ei elach. Di gwy tyng totel ŵl 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 yng nghyd ysd ogl tsag. Da. Gadaig o di nogol lan gyllag ond fi lyd anen. Lysio fo o cae nod yn go. Ŵl 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 Transolg. Ydy ylsi hodd yng Nghyrchiau ti ddaltsag. Trwy gwyd yng Nghyrchiau rhyl. Aha, alde. Dogon ddiw. Ie, dra gai tlagi. Gili i chodl gillag i yn ochtyd dalhallan. Chodl i yn chodl dal, si hodd. Gwyn chodl i yn chodl i'r elw, si hodd. Ta gai tlagi. Ynghi hodd i chi altrad. Tot sydd ar mil tawn ty eilt sydd. Mae'n lawr sy'n dychwan ddi oes i gael gallach o chodl i'r sy'n. Sy'n dra gael i'n dyn ar gael sy'n sy'n tân i ddil o gos i oes i chi'n galt sy'n sy'n. De, i hod sa'ch ade o. A hod dychwan ddi o. Chi'n gwybod ma'n llawr i gos i'r sy'n. A dew chi'n gwybod o'r sy'n ar ddi'r sy'n. Yn efen. A'n lach i chyddo'n o'i gynnu lang i hod i hod o'n nag sy'n hod I had an alternative to you have a hundred set your teeth, Clarge. It's only the one on it. That's the end. That's the old lady and this old crow has two wives. And he went away from his wife and he come to this old lady and she killed that bear. And every time the old lady go for wood, he steals from her.
Who steals it?
That crow man. You want me to tell for English first beginning? The old lady was living together all the time and she done good. She get fish and everything and in fall time she get some berries and everything. She does all her work and she had a little igloo house. And she was staying in there and pretty soon after freeze up, she hear big noise, and I don't know for what she started boil hot water in her pot, just boiling. She was thinking to put fish in there, but she just boiled that fish, just clear water, and all at once she hear noise. My, she just, all at once her house is like shooken. There was big black bear coming in through the door, growling and just wide, his mouth was wide open. He tell this old lady, jump in my throat. And the old lady said, make it wide open and I'll jump in there and I'll be your supper. And while that he was looking for her Indian knife, but she knew she couldn't do nothing with that Indian knife. All at once it's come to her mind, I'm going to throw that boiling water in its throat. Make it wide open, I'll jump inside your throat. Make it real wide. And he just make his mouth real wide and she just dumped that hot water right in the pot and on and just went out. He couldn't even make growl no more. And she couldn't that evening. She was so scared. She was just trembling and everything. Maybe it's out there waiting for me, she was thinking everything, all kinds of things she was thinking. Next morning, in the morning she woke up, there was near her cache, big bear stretch out. She got a long stick and she poked it, and it was stiff like. So she clubbed it and never moved. She went to it and she touched it and it was just died, just not very long ago. She went in the house and she got her Indian knife and she skinned it. She had a hard time to skin it, so big. And she cut it up. She put it in the cache. The fat of it, this fat, because in the fall time they get so fat. She just saved the guts and everything and she just saved everything from it. She put in her cache and she had little, where she keeps some fish eggs and things like little igloo under the ground. She put some of the meat in there too. And gee, she started to live good. Once in a while she just cook fat and meat and then she eat dry fish with it. And my, she was saying, how wonderful. How in the world I got that one, she was thinking. All at once, in the fall time, somebody was at the door. It was little man coming in. My grandmother, I'm cold, is there. Well, she said, I don't want nobody in here. I don't want you. You go back where you come from. I'm going to give you a little lunch and then you'll go. Because I don't want nobody. I never had nobody with me all my life and I don't want nobody to camp with me. Yeah, my feet is too cool, he said. I'm just cool. Well, how you came? You can't go back. I'll just feed you and you go back. No, he don't want to go back. He wanted to camp with her. How you got this meat, grandmother, he said. He talk up the river. Way this fall, my grandchildren, they came to me
in the boat time, and they brought the meat to me. That's who brought that meat to me. That's what I cook. It's delicious. I sure like it. That's the kind of meat I want, he said. And I don't have very much, he said. I just had a little bit, that's all. So he tell him that. I'm going to camp because I'm going to get wood for you tomorrow. No, I don't want nobody to get wood for me. I do my own work. I don't want nobody to get wood for me, she said. No. He tell him to go, he wouldn't go. And she started to get, she didn't know how to get rid of him. She wanted to murder him, but she didn't know how. And all at once she decided, maybe I'll kill him and get rid of him that way. I don't want him. He started to eat all my food and he steal from me and everything. I'll starve before the winter is over, she was thinking. Because while I go for wood, he go and catch and eat all the food. Wasn't there's very little more left, she was thinking. You, grandmother, my head is very dirty. You can't wash my head, he tell. She put that down here, poker, like what I make basket. She start to wash that man's head. Grandmother wash it very good. She wash his head. And all at once she got this poker and she just poke right down in his ear. And she had wooden hammer, round one. And run when she grabbed that and she just clapped him all up and she threw him over the bank. My, she was just thankful. I got rid of him now, she was thinking. I'm just happy now. I don't want him around. And evening time, somebody at the door. He was coming in. What you doing? The old lady said. I just got out of my sleep and I come back. My feet are so cool. I'm cool, grandmother. You have anything cook? You eat all my food away. You should go. I don't want you around. No, he said, I want to stay with you. I want to get wood for you. You're getting too old to get your own wood.